All right, so this is Dr. Imfan Akpan, and I'm back again with another video where I am showing you Sora. And there's an expression, if it's broke, don't fix it. So I've been getting a lot of engagement and a lot of traction with these videos. I call them really, I guess they're reaction videos where I'm talking about Sora or AI generated videos using chat OpenAI's Sora. And I've been coming up with some pretty good ones. This one is a Martian librarian versus her infinite clones at Waffle House. So don't ask me how I come up with these because I don't. So it's ChatGPT helping me out with these. And I think it's important to show this and share this because, you know, when you think about, and I say this over and over again, but literally, I'm making this video at 10:56 a.m. At 10:47 a.m., I just put in the prompt, and with seconds, I've got an image. And if you want to think about if, number one, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, if you were going to create an image like this or put together something like this or think about putting together something like this and then having an actual image, how long that would take. I mean, imagine creating it from scratch and I'm just typing in a prompt and I'm not even making up the prompt. I'm asking ChatGPT to come up with the prompt. And literally I have something within minutes. And I think that is amazing. And what's interesting is, again, we keep pushing the bar back and forth about how, oh, think about the Will Smith eating the spaghetti video. True, but think about how far things have come from that. And I think sometimes we take a lot of this for granted. So I put in the video, and I think this is pretty neat. This is, a better representation of the Martian librarian. I don't know if they'll read books on Mars, and I don't know what a Martian looks like, but that is a representation of an alien reading a book. So assume that's a librarian. I don't know why the librarian has the hood on. But then what I think is pretty neat is we've got Waffle House and it's spelled correctly right away. This used to be an issue, you know, with the spelling. And if you think about it, there's no problem there. The other image I think is pretty, I think this one is a little more representative because it gives infinite versions. So if you notice, there's the Martian or the representation of the Martian. And then that goes all the way. I mean, it looks like it's going into infinity. And here's the prompt. Elderly Martian librarian in a glowing red robe stands inside a futuristic Waffle House. The room is infinite with endless versions of herself sitting at booths, one dressed as a cowboy, one goth, one made of pancakes, neon lights flicker, a menu screams silently outside the windows, stars, black holes, and syrup rivers flowing in space. Cinematic lighting, ultra detailed, 4K dreamlike, eerie yet playful. So I think, you know, you can see a lot of the detail is there. There's the pancakes. So we get a lot of that with this. It's specifically with the images. So I did a video prompt as well. And this one, I mean, I don't think, here's the video prompt. I don't know what that spells at the top. You see some things kind of moving around. This one's a little bit different. So here's the prompt. The Martian librarian crash lands on Earth through a wormhole in a flying book-shaped spaceship. She lands inside a surreal, infinite Waffle House that spans across dimensions. She looks around and sees hundreds of clones of herself, all slightly different. Some wear cowboy hats, others wear goth. One is a giant stack of pancakes. Suddenly the bell dings, clones begin attacking with books, glowing syrup, Dewey Decimal lasers, and Shakespeare force fields. One clone rides a syrup wave. The librarian uploads her consciousness into a jukebox that plays childhood memories and light. In the end, the Waffle House collapses into a book-shaped black hole. Epic, surreal, cinematic 4K animation, vivid color, time glitch effects, cosmic diner chaos. Now, I don't see all of this here. I don't see it. It's interesting, but I don't see that detail. Now, with this one, it's a little bit different, but I still don't get it. Now, I see some of the images in the background. You know, we see some of these things, but I don't get a lot of, you know, the detail that's in the prompt. I don't see that there. Now, is this a great video? I think it is great. The fact, and that you see the misspelling there with the Waffle House. Let's see this one. I don't know what that spells up here on this one. But I do want to say, if you think about it, we had problems with the images. And now this is a lot better, a lot more detail. And then with the video, this is a complicated prompt. And a lot of that is not in there. What we were looking for. But hey, I was able to create a video within seconds. And when you go to some of these Sora videos and look at them, I mean, a lot of them are pretty neat, the way that they're set up and then the way that they have them. So could be I did a really, really overcomplicated prompt that kind of mess things up, you know, versus doing something a little bit not as complicated, and maybe that would generate something better. I don't know. Love to hear your feedback. But like I said, I've been getting a lot of great comments on this, particularly, you know, from these videos. So I want to keep this up and kind of see what the feedback is. I think moving forward, I'm going to switch back and go to spatial and kind of show you some of the metaverse type of things that are out there as well and how that's been developing, but really want to get your reaction to this. So love to hear what you guys say in the comments, and have a great week.